Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The market absolutely ripped higher today, hitting new record highs across the board. S&P 500 up 0.9%, and the Dow Jones surged 1.4%. What was the fuel for this fire?
It's the classic bad news is good news story. The market completely shrugged off a slightly hotter than expected producer price index print, and focused on one thing, a huge spike in initial jobless claims. They hit their highest levels since October of 2021.
So, a weakening labor market signal, and that means the market is screaming for what?
Exactly. Rate cuts. The probability of a cut in October, according to the CME FedWatch tool, jumped from around 81% yesterday to over 92% today. The odds for a December cut saw a similar leap. The market is now convinced the Fed has all the reason it needs to ease policy, and soon.
And this wasn't just a handful of megacaps pulling the weight. This felt like a really broad-based advance.
It was incredibly broad. 10 out of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished in the green. We saw major strength in cyclicals. Materials, financials, and consumer discretionary were all up well over 1.5%. Even real estate and healthcare showed massive strength. This is the sector rotation into riskier assets that confirms positive sentiment.
Right, and the small caps absolutely love this news. The Russell 2000 soared 1.8%. That's a huge move.
That's the clearest sign that the market is betting on a friendlier rate environment. When small caps lead, it's a major risk-on signal. But beyond the sectors, some of the individual stock stories today were just incredible.
Okay, let's get into those. I have to start with Opendoor, ticker OPEN. The stock was up almost 80%. What on earth happened there?
This was a complete game changer for them. A total leadership overhaul. They brought in a new CEO, Kaz Nejation, who was the chief operating officer at Shopify. That brings instant AI and fintech credibility. On top of that, the original co-founders, Keith Rabois and Eric Wu, are returning to the board. And to cap it all off, they announced a $40 million private investment. It's a massive vote of confidence from every angle.
Wow, a trifecta of good news. What else was moving? I saw some fireworks in the media space.
Absolute fireworks. A report came out that Paramount Skydance is preparing a majority cash bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. WBD stock exploded almost 29% higher on the news, and PSKY jumped nearly 16% itself. The market is hungry for M&A.
Incredible moves. Any other standouts?
Definitely. Tesla was the top performer among the mega caps, surging over 6%. Micron Technology got a nice 7.5% boost from a price target hike at Citigroup. And Centene, CNC, jumped 9% after reaffirming its guidance. Strength was everywhere.
All right, so the macro picture is bullish, and breadth is strong. Let's get tactical for tomorrow. What are some continuation plays? Stocks that showed strength today and look ready for more.
Let's stick with the leader, Tesla. It had high volume and closed near its high, which suggests strong momentum. I'm watching for it to test resistance at 372. If it breaks through that level, the extended target could be 375. An entry near 368 could be a good spot to position for that breakout.
Okay, momentum play on the day's megacap leader. What else is on the continuation watch list?
CrowdStrike, ticker CRWD. Another name with a significant closing price on high volume. The setup here is a potential move towards 436. If it can clear that, you could see a rally up to 439. It's showing sustained buying interest.
Got it. So those are the names already in motion. How about anticipation setups? What's coiling up and getting ready to pop?
This is where we look for relative strength in strong sectors. Healthcare was a leader today, and Eli Lilly, LLY, looks interesting. It's been consolidating and showing it's resistant to downturns. I'm looking for a move through the $760 resistance level. A break there could target 762.50 pretty quickly.
I like that. A setup in a leading sector. Give me one more.
Adobe, ADBE. It's been building a solid base recently. The price action suggests it's getting ready for a move. A breach of 352.60 could be the trigger for the next leg up, with a potential target near 355. This could be a good setup to watch, heading into its earnings next week.
Excellent. Let's wrap it up by zooming back out to the major indices. What are the key lines in the sand for traders to watch on the SPY and QQQ?
The levels are very clear. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, support is at 655, and resistance is at 660. A break above 660, especially with heavy volume, would be a strong confirmation of this bullish move.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, it's a tighter range. Support is around 583, with resistance at 586. That 586 level is the key battleground. A decisive move above it would open the door for another leg higher. The market is cautiously optimistic, but a breakout above these levels will set the tone.
There you have it. The market is rallying on rate cut hopes, we're seeing broad participation, and we've got a watch list of actionable setups. A fantastic session, and plenty to watch for tomorrow. That's all for tonight. We'll see you for the next session.